Russia readies its peacekeepers. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Russia's President Vladimir Putin ordering troops to act as peacekeepers in two disputed regions of eastern Ukraine, which he says he now considers to be independent states. U.S. UN Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield telling a late-night meeting of the UN Security Council that's a pretext for war.
Russia's clear attack on Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity is unprovoked. It is an attack on Ukraine's status as a UN member state.
Russia's UN ambassador accusing the U.S. and its Western allies of egging Ukraine toward an armed provocation. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson is in Lviv, Ukraine.
Here in the country's cultural capital in Western Ukraine, all the remaining American diplomats have evacuated the country, making the U.S. withdrawal from Ukraine complete. Ukrainians I've spoken to on the street here are very nervous and afraid of the potential full-scale Russian invasion. After recognizing the two separatist regions in eastern Ukraine, U.S. officials predict annexation, like Russia did with Crimea in 2014, will be next.
The White House has announced a ban on trade and investments in the disputed regions. More sanctions are expected on Tuesday. Investors are reacting. Overnight, Dow futures plunging more than 550 points, beginning to recover, now down about 435 points. Canada's Parliament voting to grant Prime Minister Trudeau's request to extend emergency powers that police can use to put down any potential return of the truckers' boycott on COVID restrictions. Over the weekend, police broke up the protest in the capital of Ottawa. Iran returning 820,000 doses of the coronavirus vaccine donated by Poland. Tehran refusing to accept them because they were made in the U.S. U.S. Navy is stepping up its surveillance in the Mideast, preparing to launch a fleet of more than 100 unmanned drones to monitor volatile shipping lanes, including the Strait of Hormuz. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Cleared of all charges in the shooting death of two protesters in Kenosha, Wisconsin in 2020, Kyle Rittenhouse now preparing to sue people and media outlets who he says defamed him.
Me and my team have decided to launch the Media Accountability Project as a tool to help fundraise and hold the media accountable for the lies they said and deal with them in court.
Rittenhouse telling Fox's Tucker Carlson tonight among the people on his list is Whoopi Goldberg. He says she called him a murderer even after he was found not guilty. The federal hate crimes trial of three men accused of killing jogger Ahmed Arbery in Brunswick, Georgia, now in the hands of a jury.
The jury got the case against Greg and Travis McMichael and William Roddy Bryan around mid-afternoon. All three were previously convicted of murder in state court. This federal jury is faced with deciding if Arbery was targeted because he was black. The attorneys gave their respective closing arguments before deliberations began. Prosecutor Christopher Paris said the defendant's actions show the difference in being vigilant and being a vigilante. Defense attorney Amy Lee Copeland said the shooting of Arbery was only based on self-defense. With no decision today, the jury will continue deliberating tomorrow morning. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Defense attorneys in the federal trial of three officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights rested their cases Monday, paving the way for closing arguments. Former President Trump's new social media venture, Truth Social, beginning its soft launch on Monday, marking the former president's return to social media after he was banned from several social platforms last year. Michigan basketball coach Juwan Howard has been suspended for the final five games of the regular season and is fined $40,000 for hitting a Wisconsin assistant coach in the head, triggering a post-game melee. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter, and I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.